Welcome to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. In this series, Bishop Campbell hopes to present many subjects, including life in the Church, spiritual growth, our responsibility as Christians, and our individual vocation to holiness. From the Chair is intended to encourage our prayer life, to draw us deeper into a relationship with God, and to announce the good news of Jesus Christ. And now, Bishop Frederick Campbell.
My dear friends, one of the aspects of our Church's liturgy that is not often spoken about but has a very profound effect on the way we pray is the manner in which our liturgical prayer is structured, how it is patterned after particular aspects of our prayer, and particularly as we follow the seasons of the year. I mention this because often, if we pay attention to the structure of our liturgical prayer, of our Mass, of the Church's calendar, and so forth, it reveals a meaning of the prayer that is important for us to consider. Take, for example, the way in which our liturgies are shaped for the season of Lent. It has always been true that on the first Sunday of Lent, we hear the gospel account of Jesus in the desert and his victory over any temptation to sin. And the account of the temptation in the desert is followed then immediately by the account of his beginning of the public ministry. And the first aspect of Jesus' public ministry, the first words he spoke, were a call to conversion. And that word repent, or metanoiete, meaning turn around, becomes really a kind of clarion call for all of Lent. This first gospel of Lent is then followed on the second Sunday by the account of the Transfiguration. That is, we come to understand what is the beginning of our pilgrimage to the kingdom, and now we have to understand what is our goal. What is that end point? And in that understanding, we find that the goal is nothing less than to become part of divine life. As Jesus revealed his glory to those three chosen disciples, he revealed not only himself as the Son of God, he revealed something about what it meant to be human. And the purpose and meaning of our life, that is, to be a reflection of and to participate in the very glory of God that those three disciples witnessed in the Transfiguration. But between the call to conversion and an understanding of the end point of our existence here on earth, there should not be an empty space. There is a parable that our Lord taught in his ministry, which I think is a parable we want to consider. It was a parable about a house that was possessed by a demon. The house was exorcised, the demon was expelled, but nothing else moved into the house. It remained empty. And our Lord said, seven other demons, worse than the first, then rushed in. In our Lenten observance of fasting and prayer, we do open up that space. We do empty ourselves of habits of sin, of inattention, of a loss of understanding of where we are going. But getting rid of them and opening up that space is opened to be filled. So that you may notice that as we continue in our Lenten observance, the focus of the scripture readings and of our prayers passes now beyond ourselves, our own repentance, our own path to glory, and concentrates on the person of Jesus Christ and the profound mystery that was revealed in the entirety of his life, but especially in his death and resurrection. Our Lord tells us very distinctly, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Now, the very way by which he describes himself and his presence in our human history is interesting. You notice he mentions first the way. In Greek, that word was hodos. We get our word exodus from it. That it is, first of all, to realize that Jesus is the pattern of our living. He is the exemplar, the direction of our daily existence and our life as disciples. And following the way, that exodus from sin into the glory of God, we come then to understand the truth of it. It is often in our human lives that the very experience of the good, of the virtues, in itself promotes an understanding of why they are true, why they are so important to our human life. And then having followed Jesus, having discovered the depths of the truth that he revealed, Jesus tells us he is then the life. That what opens up before us is the only life that is worthy of our human dignity and worthy of the baptism that we have received. And in a sense, the rest of our Lenten meditation on sacred scripture will be really a meditation on the way, the truth, and the life of Jesus Christ. That's why for the third, fourth, and fifth Sundays of Lent, there are three passages from the Gospel of John that become especially important. The first passage we will hear this coming Sunday, if in fact at your parish there is an RCIA program and you have catechumens and those preparing to enter the church. It is taken from chapter 4 of John, and it is the account of the meeting of Jesus with the Samaritan woman at the well. And as you consider this passage of John, this marvelous encounter between the Samaritan woman and Jesus, you begin to understand how, in fact, Jesus seems to peer into the very soul of our being. He reveals to the woman her situation that she may not have grasped very, very deeply or very seriously. There was nothing hidden from the gaze of Jesus, but what was hidden to be revealed was revealed for that woman's good. For our Lord Jesus Christ understands us more deeply than we understand ourselves. And in hearing his voice, we are being called not only to respond to the presence of Jesus Christ, but also to understand more deeply our own particular situation, our own particular consciousness of who we are and where we should be. That account of the Samaritan woman is also one that begins to use the image of water. And that image of water plays a very important part in the Gospel of John. Water can be both a matter of sustenance, but also a matter of a threat. That is why baptism is considered to be an immersion into the death of Christ, in order that we might come from that experience to his life everlasting. And when Jesus speaks about water to the Samaritan woman at the well, she misunderstands at first, thinking that he is simply speaking of water that you can draw from a well or from a stream. But our Lord said, the human person needs water. But the human person needs a water also of a particular kind. The water, really, of baptism, a living water. He uses that term, and the Samaritan woman first thinks that what he is speaking of is fresh water, for the water in the well to which she had come probably had grown a little brackish. And she cried out, "Well, give me that water always." And of course, then our Lord speaks to her about repentance, about turning around her life, and understanding that the water that refreshes is one that touches the soul and the mind and the heart, as well as fulfills the thirst of the body. And that way of Christ, which is so beautifully portrayed in that encounter between the Samaritan woman and Jesus, is a reminder to us that along that way, and in the following of Jesus Christ, we are following one who has spoken very deeply to us. And we need to attend to the deep desires of our soul, as well as to be busy about attending to the desires of our body, the needs of eating and drinking. There is a drinking that the soul needs as well. And it is in attending to the deep desires of the human soul that we reach a great and deep sense of our well-being. It is a realization that the greatest thirst we have is for a life of meaning, a life that will stretch beyond our natural death. But in order for us not only to attend to the desires of our soul, but actually to start to fulfill them, we need to begin to walk on the way that is Jesus Christ. We leave off vicious habits, particular sins, and we pledge ourselves to follow the virtues to which we are called, the virtues not only of justice and temperance, prudence and courage, but also those virtues that God, through his great love, pours into our hearts and souls, of faith and of hope and of charity. And as we continue on our way this Lent, joining with our Lord Jesus Christ on his pilgrimage to Jerusalem and from Jerusalem to the kingdom, we will discover piece by piece of the truth of what Jesus tells us. How often does our Lord say that it is only in losing our lives that we gain it? Seems a paradox, but in fact, in losing our life for the cause of Christ, we begin to find the meaning of our lives. And it's actually in the doing of this that we come to understand the truth. And that truth will be validated by our experience of faith in God, of a profound love of his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and a realization of that bright and glorious future to which our Lord has called us.
You have been listening to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. Join us each Tuesday at 5 p.m. for From the Chair with Bishop Frederick F. Campbell.